Revelation chapter 3. Go ahead and say your amens now. Get them out of the way. The church at Laodicea. Laodicea was a rich church. It had a lot of money. It was on a trade route. It was a large city. It was known for its textile industry and its beautiful clothes. It was known for its eye salve that put in your eyes and it would help you. And it was just a rich city. He says, to the angel of the church at Laodicea, of the Laodiceans, write. First of all, the word angel, he's not talking about an angel like you think of an angel. He's talking about, it's the word messenger. The word angel means the word messenger. And in this case, I think he's talking about the pastors, the messengers, the one who will, you write this letter to them and they're going to proclaim it to their church. And well, they're going to say, woe is me to their church. And I am going to be uplifted. These things writes, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Listen, Jesus says, I'm not holding back here. Amen. He says, I am telling you the truth. I am the faithful and true witness, and I am telling you the truth about the state of the church right now. I am telling you the truth about the state and about the state you are in and about the state of the church right now. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. On one side of Laodicea was up on this mountain was Hierapolis, and it still has some ducts that came down to it and some aqueducts that came down to it, and they would flow down this hot water, boiling hot water, man, not boiling, but hot water. Hot water was healing in its properties. And on the other side was a church at Colossae and the city of Colossae. And they were known for cold water. They had this cold water and they could drink this cold water and it was as refreshing as it could be. Hot water for healing, cold water for refreshment. He said, but you in the middle, you're lukewarm. You're totally indifferent. You are lukewarm. You are totally indifferent. You are afraid. You are afraid to say anything. You're afraid to live like I've called you to live. You are lukewarm, and I'm sorry. I vomit you out of my mouth because of your indifference. Because you say, I am rich. I become wealthy and in need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Let's not confuse the American way of life with Christianity. He says, you say, oh, I'm rich. And listen, at the church, we have more money than we've ever had in our lives. We have nice church buildings. I mean nice ones, new ones, big ones. Seat hundreds and thousands of people. We have air conditioner every week. We have donuts. We can come in with our cup of coffee. We are rich. But it's Jesus in the church. Is Jesus in the church? Is he standing outside knocking to get in? Some churches are based on fundamentalism. They're orthodox. They're teaching the right things. They're doing the right things. And yet their heart is as cold as ice. They haven't led anybody to the Lord. This is us right here. This is us. We have the right teaching. We have the right teaching throughout all of our church life, throughout Sunday school teachers, throughout your pastor, throughout your music leader. We have all the right teaching, and we base our lives on it. When was the last time anyone was saved in our church? When was the last time? We've had a few this year, just a few. Oh, but the church is so good. If we could just, you understand that church growth is not someone coming from one church and joining our church. You understand that's not church growth. This means yes. This means no. You understand it? Most of you want for people to come from another church down to ours. We don't want to see someone walk in the doors who needs to be saved. Ritualism. We've taken all of our Christianity and we bundled it up nice and pretty, and we've got our little rituals, and we'll go through our rituals and we'll perform them every week and we'll perform them every month. And again, I go back to, has anybody come to know the Lord through that? And not that there's anything wrong with that, but has anybody come to know the Lord? We have occultism. Yeah, occultism in the church. We're looking for something new and fresh from the Spirit. Billy, from the Spirit. It's got to be new. It's got to be fresh from the Spirit. Nah. Ecumenism, I can't even say it. Somebody help me. Yeah, but end it with schism. Ecumenicism, there we go. That voice from on high is speaking to us. This is it's willing to overlook differences. It's willing to overlook our differences. It's willing to overlook differences so that we can all come together. We can all build a great big giant super church. Nah. Materialism. That's us. Money, money, money. It's the answer to everything. Money. Oh, I don't want to do that. I'll just give a little money. Or I don't want to do that, so I'll just give a little money. Actually, today we're down to people who don't want to do that, and they don't do it, and they don't give a little money either. Materialism. The church. This is us. He's writing to us. We're like the emperor. We're like the little children's story, and the emperor had no clothes. And nobody would say anything. That's in here, by the way. I'm not just making that up. I counsel you to buy from me your coat, because you say I'm rich, have become wealthy, I have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. Anoint your eyes with eye salve, so that you may see. He says, I implore you, do business with me and buy from me gold refined by fire. He isn't talking about literal gold. He's talking about the things that purchase things in the kingdom of God. repentance and coming to Him and following Him and being a vine connected to the branch and staying connected. These are the things that produce, that you get your, that you get your, I can't think of it. But these are not the things that money can buy. These are the things that money cannot buy. And you buy them from the Lord through repentance, through a vine connected to the branch. These gifts of the Spirit are ours if we'll just take them. Buy from me. They're saying, we're rich. What do we have need of this? Well, look at me. And this is a textile industry. They had a great textile industry. He says, you know what? You need to buy from me clothes, white raiment. White raiment. That Revelation chapter 9, verses 19:8. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine white linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Righteous acts of the saints, the righteousness of God in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God and is only from God, can only be given by God. And then the righteousness is our righteous acts as we live in according to the way that God wants us to live. He says, buy from me this textile that your garments would be white. It's a symbol of sinlessness. He says, anoint your eyes with eye salve. Heal your eyes so that you can see. So that you can see. That's a novel idea. Heal your eyes so that you can see. He says you can't even see yourself unless your eyes are healed with my eye salve. When I look at some of this stuff on social media and I go, how can they not see that this is the truth when it is the truth? Anoint the eyes with eye salve so that you may see. So that you may see. So that you may see Christ. So that you may see yourself the way God looks at you. So that you may see all that God would have you to see. Anoint your eyes. scripture written down here, and I've forgotten what it says, and I don't know why it says it. Why it's written down there, the law of the Lord, Psalm 119, 7 through 9, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. It's God's ways. It's God's laws. It's God's righteousness. It's God's truth. And it's right. And it is right. Just because I do something doesn't mean it's okay. God says it, and it's truth. And it's right. As many as I love, I rebuke. Now, here's the thing. This is still Christ's church. Every church, even the church at Laodicea, was still Christ's. He wasn't in it, but it was still His. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. 1 Peter 4:17 says it's time for judgment to begin at the house of God, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? The righteousness of God, the judgment of God will begin at the house of God first. Don't think Don't think we're going to escape it. We're not. We're not. Hebrews chapter 12, 7 through 9 is a whole, he talks about us having earthly fathers, and our earthly father disciplined us, and our heavenly father will discipline. How much more will our heavenly father do it than his? He says, as a result, be zealous therefore and repent. Repentance. I talk about it every week, it seems like now. It is turning around from one way, going another. But listen, how often do you sin? All the time. Thank you for that honesty. How often do you sin? All the time. Me too. How often do I sin? All the time. Repentance is a lifestyle. Repentance is a way of life. Repentance is me every time I sin. Father, forgive me, for I know not what I do. Father, forgive this sin in my life. And it's a lifestyle of repentance. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, dine with him, and he with me. He stands at the door knocking. He's knocking and knocking. There's a great picture of this, if you've ever seen it. It's Jesus outside a door, and he's knocking. And one day, a guy was looking at this picture with him, the artist who painted it. And he said, it's a great picture, but you forgot one thing. And he said, I did. What's that? He said, you left the door handle off. He said, no, I did that on purpose. The door handle's on the inside. The only one who can open the door and let Jesus in is us. You're the only one who can open the door and let him into your life. It's you. And we are the only ones who can open the door and let him into our church. It's us and Christ Jesus. Do business with me, God says. Do business with me and buy for yourself that gold refined with fire, the white garments and the eye salve that you can see. To him who overcomes, I will grant with me on my throne. I will also overcome. I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. If you hear Jesus calling, will you respond? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. If you can hear, then hear what the Spirit says. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be lukewarm. Hot water heals. Cold water, refreshing. If they are lukewarm, he will vomit them out of their mouth. He says, you are lukewarm. I'll vomit you out of my mouth. Stand up with me if you would. I don't know where you are today. I don't know. I would say if you're lukewarm, you need to repent. If you're lukewarm right at this moment, not in general, but right at this moment, you need to repent. If you'll be lukewarm tomorrow, why don't you go ahead and get a jump on it and repent? A lifestyle of repentance. What are we going to sing, brother? Jesus, keep me near the cross. How appropriate. Repent. Come forward. If you have any reason to come, you come right now while we sing.